Welcome to the Sustainable Sales Series. This is a short and impactful 5-part series where I get to share with you how you can get off the income roller coaster and actually make sales with ease all the time. All of this while you're obviously growing and building your life as business, because you know I'm all about that. Now, for some transparency, back in 2021, when I got pregnant, I had a bit of a, let's just call it a midlife crisis, but a business one, where I realized that I was doing all the things I thought I was meant to. And what I meant is that I was on all the time, whether I was working or thinking about the business, I didn't really get to enjoy the freedom that I had at the time. And I was looking at what others were doing, I was listening to a million mentors, I just felt overwhelmed by all the different possibilities. And I was trying strategies that I thought were gonna give me results, were gonna make me feel good, but they didn't ultimately align with who I am. So I had really forgotten who I was. I had gotten lost in the noise of the online world, and I was feeling overwhelmed because I wasn't focusing on the things that were important to me. That's when I decided, screw this, I'm gonna do things my way. So fast forward to now, honestly, things couldn't be more different. I am running my dream life first business, only working 15 to 20 hours per week. I make consistent sales with a tiny audience and actually get to enjoy the freedom that I craved back in the day, including now moving to Italy and buying our dream house all cash. And all thanks to my decision to focus on the things that mattered, which was sustainable sales and doing things my way. And I want to help you do the same inside BSA, which is my 6-month Mastermind Style Sales Accelerator. It's a super supportive, very close-knit program where we focus on creating your unique path to consistent sales your way. And obviously, you know me, it's all done with a very simple life-first approach. And I have created this sustainable sales series, say that 10 times, to give you a glimpse into what it takes to make consistent sales and a taste of what it's like in my world when it comes to strategy and sales. And because I love to practice and I do teach transparent sales, this is also your open invitation to join us inside BSA, because the doors are now open officially and you get a special price right now of only £600 per month or 3.5K if you're paying full for the whole 6 months. Honestly, this program is going to change the way you operate your business forever, the way you feel about sales, the way you sell, how much more ease you're going to have around things. So you can enroll inside BSA. It's all in the show notes. Or if you have a DM, just send a question, send me a DM. But anyway, let's get into the episode now. Hello, friend, and welcome to day 3. Let's recap for a second what we've done so far. So on day 1, we talked all about having a clear vision and a clear plan. And I'm hoping by now you've gotten your consistent sales planner. It's free and it's in my show notes. Number 2, day 2, we talked about sales messaging and how important it is. I gave you lots of examples and specific things that you could do to have a much more powerful sales messaging, okay? And then today we're talking all about visibility. And listen, here's how I think about business, okay? You have 4 jobs in your business, and that is 1, to attract new people in, 2, to build trust, authority, to really nurture your audience, to build reputation, what I call, 3 is to sell, and 4 is to serve, to actually serve your people, to actually be like the best person at what you do. But if you don't have 1, which is attracting new people, you cannot do any of the other 3, because what happens is that you are going to be selling to an empty room. So instead, what you want to do is you need to be where your people are. You need to be in your people's face. And that doesn't mean in an obnoxious way. I just mean that you have to be seen by your ideal client. You cannot be selling. You cannot be making consistent sales without a level of visibility. Because what happens then is if you don't prioritize visibility, you're going to always have this feeling of selling to an empty room, of repeating yourself, of the same people watching your stories, of your email list not growing, because your audience, you know, even if you sell to every single person that is in your world, at one point, that bag will end. That bag of people will end. That sounds terrible, but you know what I mean. It's basically like you're reaching the same bag and having another orange from a bag full of oranges, and at one point they end. It's just normal. And I'm telling you now, this one trips up a lot of people, and a lot of times it's because of 2 things. 1, you really complicate visibility. Like, you really think it's this thing where you have like a PR agency and you have to like do 15 things every single week or, you know, anything like that. And 2 is because you don't stick to it long enough to actually see results. And most of the time, I'll be honest, it's actually the second one. The fact that you're telling yourself, I'm going to be doing this thing, and you do that thing 3 times and it doesn't work, you know, quote unquote work, so you give up. So I want to simplify it for you. Here are just a few thoughts, questions, ideas to get you started. 1 is, where is your ideal client hanging out? If you think about the good old internet, because we're talking about online businesses here, we're talking about reaching people in the online space, where are they hanging out? Where do they spend most time? Are they in Facebook groups? Are they on TikTok? Are they on Instagram? Do they mostly read newsletters? Do they listen to podcasts? Are they on YouTube? Are they all day on Pinterest? Where are they? That's number one. If you don't answer this question, this will have a domino effect on your sales, because that means that you will always be in the wrong rooms. You'll always be in the place that they are not in. So how are you meant to be selling to your people and to be making consistent sales, to have this beautiful, simple life-first business if you're not in the same room as your ideal client? That is literally like going in an empty room and trying to sell. It's just going to be futile and you'll feel frustrated and overwhelmed, okay? So that's number one. Then I want you to really think about, what is the path of least resistance for you? Like, what is the thing that you actually enjoy doing? Because again, majority of time, you know by now, in BSA, we always do things your way. And majority of time, I see people just doing things because they think is the right thing. For example, they hate public speaking, but they push themselves to be doing lots of Instagram lives collaborations, or lots of podcasts, but they really, really dread it. Like whatever it may be, I'm not going to give you 15 million examples. The point is, you should always choose the thing that really speaks to you most, okay? Like, what is the thing that you really enjoy? Because you need to find your own way of marketing yourself and of getting visible in a way that speaks to you, okay? And I'll be honest with you, in this stage, collaboration is key, as in basically borrowing other people's audience, unless you want to pay for ads, in which case you don't need any of that. Or another way would be affiliates, just having people basically sell for you for a percentage. But this one is a whole other thing. And actually, inside BSA, I have a whole lesson on affiliate marketing and how to actually get affiliate sales to work and, you know, the process for that. So that's another thing. It's so funny, I didn't even think about that before, but as in, I didn't think to mention this, it just literally came to me right now. But anyway, my point is, collaboration is key. And unless you want to do ads, and if you do, that's cool. But just know, there are lots of organic options. Like, to give you a couple of examples, I have a client who did a 90-day TikTok challenge. She did one, sometimes two, if she had the time. Let's just say 7 TikToks per week. She did them very simple. She just batched all of them. She just changed outfits. She did everything. And she grew her account by 500 people. And now, you might be hearing this and think, 500 people for all of that work? Like, because of course, you've seen the reels and the TikToks that say, I grew by 10,000 people in a month. And, you know, I did all these things. This is how you can do it. But the reality is that for her, she cares about sustainable sales. So what happened there is that she grew her audience by a few hundred legit ideal clients and potential leads. Okay? And now she's selling to them every single week. And she has seen her sales really increase and also stabilize month over month, which is the thing that we're talking about here. What I don't want for you is that feast and famine. I don't want you to be growing by 10,000 this month and then not be growing at all. To be making 20K months, but then next month you're back at 3K. You see what I mean? I see it so, so freaking often. And another example, again, very easy, is podcasting. Let's just say that in Q4, you have a goal of getting on 10 podcasts, okay? Assuming you get one yes out of 5 requests. And listen, you're probably going to get much more than just, you know, 1 out of 5. But we're doing like worst case scenario here. You have to send 50 requests to get on 10 podcasts. What if that was your visibility goal for this quarter? You know, like, let's imagine that each of those podcasts that you're choosing and the host, they have a reach of 1,000 people. And again, people, a lot of people have much more than 1,000 people. You could be seen by 10,000 intentional new people this quarter. What kind of impact would that have on your business? How would you feel if 10,000 new people and would see your stuff this quarter? And let's remember, that's with podcasts, the beauty of it is that you get continuous reach, because there are people who are literally still now following me based on a podcast episode that I did in the beginning of 2021. So over two and a half years later, literally, because that's the beauty of podcasts. When someone finds a new podcast, they go back and listen to other episodes, you know? So just think about that. That is just one example where, you know, you could just make it easy. And no, podcast pitching doesn't have to take ages. And actually, as I'm always upgrading BSA, I'm adding in a specific episode all about actual visibility. I already have an episode about lead generation, but I'm going to create a lesson. See, I'm in podcast world mode at the moment. I'm going to be creating a specific lesson all about visibility, because I do get a lot of questions around visibility. And I feel like I just want to create a lesson specifically for it, because this is the thing that I hear time and time again. My reach is low. No one's watching. No one's reading. No one's engaging. I feel like I'm still on the same people. It's only like my mom and my bestie, like watching my stories and stuff like that. But I'm telling you right now, if your current audience is dry, you feel like they're very cold, there are ways to warm them up. and you know, we'll talk about that, and again, BSA helps you with that so much. Like, we're talking so much about like content and messaging, and again, always going back to sales and sustainable sales specifically. But if you feel like your audience is dry, visibility is the way you're going to gain momentum the fastest, okay? Which then, the momentum paired with a clear sales strategy based on your vision and your plan and your messaging that we already talked about, that's what's going to get you to the actual consistent income quite fast. It doesn't have to take like 6 months, a year, 2 years. What matters is that you have all the right pieces in place, okay? And this is why it's so important to be in a place where someone sees you. Like, for example, it could be that you join BSA and you think that your problem is visibility. But I could literally look at your business for 5 minutes, do like a quick audit, and tell you that actually the problem is the fact that, you know, your offer messaging is not strong enough, or the fact that you're not actually selling that much. Like, I want you to think that visibility is important, but what happens if you bring more people into your world and you still cannot sell to them, okay? Like, I actually have an example. I have worked at this point with probably, and this is just privately, not even in my courses and programs, like on a one-to-one level, I've probably worked with 15 plus people who have 50 to 200,000 followers, as in 50,000, 200,000 followers, and they come to me for sales because they can get the audience, but they cannot sell. So this is why I'm telling you, visibility is very important, but just focusing on visibility, just creating content to get people into your world is not enough to make you sales. And this is why so many people grow big audiences and then they cannot do anything with them, you know? So this is why visibility is super important. And I want you to come back tomorrow because we're going to go in to the next level, which is very much content, building reputation, building trust, a very important piece. So I'm hoping you enjoyed this one and I'll see you tomorrow.